Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I bet your Rockets putting up 90 in the first half.
Man, how crazy is that?
I've been impressed with them so far because it's not just offense. I mean, defensively, they're much better than they have been. It's a fun team to watch, but I think they have a chance to be interesting as the season goes on. I can't think of a team that I would take to finish second over the Rockets. I haven't thought that in the last few years.
Yeah, I'm with you. I still like the Warriors are the better team, but I don't think it's ridiculous to think they could give them a run. It started when Tillman Fertitta was introduced as the Rockets' new owner, and he mentioned that he would love to bring an NHL team here. There are a lot of teams right now that have stadium issues.
The realistic options here are the Florida Panthers, the Phoenix Coyotes, and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Calgary. Their arena is 35 years old. Their mayor has refused to use any public money for a new arena. I think there's a lot more smoke here than people think. I would not be shocked if something isn't being worked on right now with Carolina.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of good stuff. Talked a little hockey, talked a little basketball, talked a lot of football. RJ and AJ got into it a little bit there, and everybody's mad that I cut it off, but
no, we were way over.
We were basically five minutes past the point of no return.
Yeah, sorry.
And so, yeah, I had to do that because basically this segment's going to be about a minute long now.
I said I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay, but I'm just explaining it to the people who are basically calling me the Grinch and everything else because, you know, we have a little business to do here, but I would just point out one thing. I think you guys were arguing about two separate things, and I think you're both right in that I think he was arguing power rankings, and you were arguing...
I'm arguing for, like, the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my point, and I agree with you on what your point was, but I think he was arguing with you on... Well, this is where you power rank a team based on this. Now, I also think there's something to what you're saying on that, too, when it comes to power rankings. But, you know, I thought you guys were talking about two separate things.
That's possible.
I could be wrong. Just my humble 2 cents worth. And I'll tell you where my 2 cents is going to go, my bookie. That's right. If you need holiday cash, this is the place to get it, my bookie. You can score serious cash these holidays. And you know what? There's a lot going on with the holidays. You're going to have parties. You're going to have gifts. You're going to be spending money. But there's going to be lots of football, basketball, hockey. There's horse racing out there. And MyBookie's the place to do it. They got a great mobile site, which I absolutely love. And, man, you can get in on all the action. Super fast payouts when you win, which is also very cool. And, listen, man, I've been through a lot of websites in my life, more websites than I've had ex-wives. And I'll tell you what. MyBookie is my only one now. I love MyBookie. You got to go to MyBookie.ag, and your first deposit, you're going to get a 50% bonus if you use promo code FRED. Check them out for yourself. You will like them. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. Promo code FRED. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Guys, life happens, and when it does, you need to have a friend like Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates. You're talking about an experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, and commercial claims. He's going to be by your side and make sure the insurance companies don't get the best of you. He doesn't get paid unless you get paid, and his payouts average 2 weeks. Once the flood came through here, once the hurricane came through, it put a lot of people in a bad spot. Do not let a bad spot force you into a bad decision with the insurance company. Let Ben Schoen help you get the most out of your insurance company. That's what you pay for. You pay your insurance premiums for a reason. You should get something back. He's got specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas because he's here in Texas. He's not someone who just flew in the day after the hurricane trying to make a buck. That's not what Ben's about. He's a local guy, someone who's who's going to be here for you for the long run. Ben Schoen, attorney at law for David Lowe & Associates. Give him a call, 832-871-5067, or go to disasterrelieftexas.com. That's 832-871-5067 or disasterrelieftexas.com for my man Ben Schoen.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is our last segment of the week. Because you know what's coming up at 6:30? Aggie basketball.
That's true.
And you also have some Aggie on Monday. You will. You and Jerome.
Yes.
So you'll be out at 5:30. You get to...
And depending on that result, we may not even have a show on Tuesday.
Yep. If Aggie wins on Monday,
we don't have a show.
Yes. If Aggie loses, they play at 2.
And they're playing Oklahoma State. Mm. Who, Oklahoma State, not what Oklahoma State's been in the past. So we'll either have a short show, hopefully, on Tuesday, or we'll have no show at all, and you guys are SOL.
And so I kind of picked the right few days to take off.
I guess so.
As it turns out. All right. So do we have time for both stupid stuff and the gym of the day, or should we make stupid stuff?
Yeah, we do.
Gym? Okay.
We do.
Well, let's do stupid stuff first. Let's do gym of the day first. Just tell me if you're...
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, this is from the New York Post. When you were a kid, did your parents ever tell you if you don't stop doing that, you'll go blind?
My grandmother used to tell me that.
Yeah. Did you believe her?
No. No, I just kept doing it.
And, yeah, so far so good. I can still see.
Yeah.
But apparently, that may not be the case for everyone.
I feel like if you don't watch where it goes and you shoot into your eye, that's possible.
Well, here's what happened. Southampton, England, which is the Florida of Europe. I think not Southampton, but England is the Florida of Europe. A 29-year-old went to the hospital after noticing part of his vision was impaired in his left eye. He told doctors he had vigorous sexual intercourse the night before, but hadn't noticed the problem with his sight until the next morning. Doctors examined him and found a hemorrhage in his eye caused by a pressure buildup when he had an orgasm.
Okay.
So this guy actually went blind in one eye.
My goodness.
It says during the orgasm, holding your breath can produce a sudden increase in retinal venous pressure, resulting in vessel rupture and hemorrhagic retinopathy.
I don't know what that means.
So breathe.
Yeah, so breathe when you finish.
Okay.
And that way you will not go blind.
That's why I always go, ah! Like really obnoxiously. And I'll tell my wife now that I only do that so I don't go blind.
Yeah, you should. Or you do a John Clayton. Just saying.
Good. You could only
Yeah,
do
you
that.
Could do that. Well, all right. All right. I just always scream, he shoots, he scores!
Yes.
But basically, the intense pressure caused a sudden increase in pressure behind his retina and resulted in a blood vessel bursting. And that obstructed his vision. And that affected my voice. That's your Zadok Jeweler's Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, now we will wrap the show up the way we always do on Fridays with stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
If you were going to masturbate in a plant in front of someone, what kind of plant would it be?
I would be into like a miniature palm tree. I don't know what those are called.
Why that one?
What do you mean, why that one?
I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
Because that's what turns me on, John.
Okay.
I'm more of a cacti guy. A ficus guy? Or
I'm a cacti.
Cacti? Okay. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
I like living on the edge.
Yeah, you like to live dangerously, sir.
You should do a story about an MMA fighter who ruins his career because all he does is go around eating barbecue and he gets really fat and then he can't get back in shape.
Fred, I want to write fiction, all right?
Well, that would be fiction.
No, that's my life you're talking about, an autobiography. I don't want to do that. I want to wake up on Christmas morning, and when we empty our stockings, I want my wife to pull a giant dildo out of hers right next to my kids and say, Mom, what's Santa Claus got for you?
Okay, you're right.
Nothing like celebrating Jesus' birth with a dildo party.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well,
why is the gallery already lit up for Christmas?
It's too early.
It's too early. That makes my penis soft.
Well, I have something that can help.
What?
All you have to do is go to Summerwood Pharmacy. My dad, by the time I was 16, I was actually working with him. I would ride with him in his truck to work every day.
Your dad never forced you to watch him masturbate into a plant.
Never did.
He never made you watch him shower, right?
No.
To get that job.
God, no. God, no.
But play with a falafel.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Nope.
Dude, really? Really?
The Gem of the Day.
I have really bad news for you, sir.
Yes?
Beth has sold her last Foxtail.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to listen.
They're all sold out. But the good news is she has a bunny tail.
Well, I'm not,
so like a purple fluff?
No, not happening. No? No.
Little Freddy Foo-Foo?
No.
No? No? Come on.
Sorry,
Fred.
Josie, hype man for Kid Rock, dead at 26. Yeah. One of my favorite little people.
A little person.
Yeah, but he died a little too soon.
You know what I liked about Josie? He was a really down-to-earth guy.
Really? Really? At least we'd be somebody he could look up to.
What's the difference between a really smart little person and a venereal disease? One's a cunning runt, the other's a runt.
Yeah. I've heard that one before.
This like how Jog has an evil laugh.
I know. He's like,
you're mic'd up only to make an evil laugh.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, guys.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah?
Have a good weekend.
You do the same.
And have a good week off.
And all the people out there, have a great weekend. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Looking forward to seeing everybody when I return. But right now, I'm going to give you a gift on the way out. $25 Raising Cane's gift card. And indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest to you today. Caller 15. And the cool thing that I will be doing on my break is sleeping on a bed from Texas Mattress Makers. And guys, it's Black Friday week. And at Texas Mattress Makers, factory prices make Black Friday shopping easy. There's no need to lose sleep when you have the handcrafted Lux Plush Feel, the Amsterdam's on sale in all sizes. And guys, the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, you're already saving 50% off retail prices, guaranteed. But right now, when you walk into the factory showroom, you're going to get 26% off any mattress set in the showroom. 26% off factory prices because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. You're already getting that 50%. This is 26% on top of that. How's that for a Black Friday sale? Beat the rush and visit TexasMattressMakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation. And, guys, Yuval and the gang over there, they make quality beds that they sell directly to you. They know everything about them. They're going to help you sleep better. You're going to feel better. You're going to save a bunch of money, and including that 26% off any mattress set in the showroom. Go visit them today at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
Yay!
We so excited. We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes after work. I don't want this weekend to
be R.B. Rebecca Black. So chilling in the front half, in the back seat, I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes, with a car by my side, passing by, it's a school bus in front of me, makes tick-tock, wanna scream, check my time, it's Friday, it's a weekend, we gonna have fun, come on, y'all.
Friday.